Hi, and welcome to a video about information protection. My name is Anders Olsson. I have been working with RMS for many years, and today I work mostly with Azure information protection and also Windows information protection. And I often get the question, how does these two products working together, and what's the benefit of using both of them? So that's exactly what this video is about. As many of you are aware of, RMS or Azure Information Protection is a really good solution that helps us to protect sensitive information and be able to share the information with external or internal users. That's a really great feature. By design, if I create some information and also protect it, I am still the owner of the file. I can, whenever I want, remove the protection from the file itself. And the problem here, what about information leakage by mistake? What if I copy sensitive information into an application that are not safe enough? Or what if I copy information to, for example, by mistake into social media or somewhere else by mistake? How do we protect us from that? And that's exactly where Windows information comes along and helps us to protect the whole spectra about information protection. So, let's look at how this could work together. So, in this example, we're not going to talk about Office because we all know that it's working perfect with Office. So, let's take another file types. In this example, we get a PDF. So, let's open this PDF file on my Windows 10 machine. It seems to be some business plan for 2017, and it seems to be some sensitive information in this one. And it's not encrypted at all. So let's try the latest Azure Information Protection client on this machine. Let's do right-click on the file. We do right-click, and we get the classify and protection feature over here. So let's right-click on the file. And here I'm able to both classify the type of file and also by doing that also apply protection within the classification if it is a classification that enforces the RMS encryption. I can, for example, protect the file inside my company, so it's only people inside my company that are going to be able to open it and encrypt it. I can also make a custom permission to anyone. One of the latest feature is that I'm able to protect it to anyone at a certain domain. So if I have some partners that I want to share this with, I'm able to protect it to one or several partners. And they are able to share it along them, but they're not able to send it to anyone outside their own corporation. So let's do this. Let's choose the cooperation with OneWin and Microsoft in this example. And as you can see, we also get a symbol in the top over here. That's a Windows Information Protection symbol. That means that everything that are going to be generated by this app are going to be also protected by the Windows Information Protection. So let's apply this protection to the file. So let's open this file. When I open a protected PDF, it's going to be a protected PDF and open by the Azure Information Protection Viewer, as you can see over here. And you can also see that we still get the symbol in the top that's identified that this file is also VIP protected. And as I am the owner of the file, by RMS I'm able to do anything. And with Windows Information Protection, I'm also able to do everything that my company allowed me to do. So if I, for example, copying something from this, I'm able to do that. And I'm also able to copy this to every type of file. or application that my company allowed me to copy into. So, for example, if I copy into Notepad, I can do that. And as you can see, I got the symbol again in Notepad. Because the thing with Windows Information Protection is the protection following the information. So when I'm saving this file, it's going to be protected as well, in the same way. But what if I leak this data by mistake? We don't save this one, we do another copy. The following employees are going to get fired. Oh, let's do a copy. I'm able to do that. And if I, by mistake, for example, I start my browser and I'm going to Twitter, for example. I'm going to paste something in here. I believe it's what I did yesterday. It's really important. I wanted to paste it in. So I do paste, and I don't know that I really got sensitive information in here. And when I do that, I get this information that, oh, you are not trying to copy work information into some other place. So if you do that, the ownership of the content will be changed from work to personal, and your organization may track this. So I'm going to think again, and oh, I'm not going to do that. But if it is something that I need to do for my work, I'm still able to do it. So it's totally able to configure this with Windows Information Protection and totally block it, or in this example, I'm going to allow the user to do it, but still notice the user that, oh, this could be by mistake. So that was the Windows Information Protection. You see that I still prevent the leakage of the file, but even this, the leakage of the information. But what if I'm going to share this with someone else? If I, for example, let's try to share this with someone else. So we create a new email. And as I said before, we now apply protection to anyone that works for OneWin or works for Microsoft. So if I attach a file, the business plan, and I send this to my OneWin mail, and I also going to send it to my Microsoft account. This is for your eyes. Maybe I could spell correctly. And maybe I write something sensitive in here as well. Let's fire everyone. Maybe I include some sensitive information in the mail itself, so I can also choose to also encrypt this email to the same people. Then choose to send this. Yeah, the attachment, yeah, some information for me as a user, that's good. I also see that I also get a white mark on the email with information about the classification or the email or the information I sent. So, that's fine. Let's try to open this by, first of all, my OneWin account. I'm going to open my email. Here you can see the email. It was sent to me and also my Microsoft account, and I can see that it's protected. And in this case, everyone at Microsoft had certain permission, and everyone at OneWin have other permissions. In this example, I get full permission. Let's make it possible to, for example, record on this screen. So I'm going to open this business plan. See what it is. And And as you can see, I'm able to open it. That's fine. Perfect. Let's also take a look at the Microsoft account that has got this email. So I'm going to turn this off and I'm going to open another machine that I have for my Microsoft account. So I get another machine over here. I'm going to in your window so you can see it, and as you see I get a protected email, and in this case with my Microsoft account I get less permissions, so I'm not able to send this to someone else. And one of the benefits with the RMS protection that is applied by Azure Information Protection in this case, that I'm able to track the use of the file. So if I open the file again, let's do the Class from Protect. And let's also use the track and revoke features to view who have opened this file. And in this example, I can see that two people have watched it. And I can see also where they have opened it. In this case, from Karlstad in Sweden. And I am able to revoke the access if I need to. So in this example, I'm going to revoke access to this file. Yep, business plan. I'm not going to share it to anyone anymore. So we confirm this one. Yeah, perfect. It's revoked. So let's try on my OneWin machine to open this file again. It's the same file. Let's open it. I no longer have permission to open this file. That's really great. Perfect. And also, if I go and do a refresh over here, you can see that we also get a denied user over here because it's not no longer able to open the file. So, as you can see, it's working together really good, because the RMS protection is really good when you're going to share the file externally or internally along your colleagues. And Windows Information Protection is really good if you by mistake are handling the information in the wrong way. If you open it by the wrong applications, because Windows Information can specify exactly what kind of application that are able to open the protected files, and also it prevents us from leakage data. For example, if you copy information in the wrong place, we can prevent this. So it's a really good product together to help you protect your information in all stages. Really good. Thank you for listening.